So I want to take a step back and ask you about some of the common issues you see seeing cancer patients as a nephrologist that you might want to comment on, particularly maybe things you see oncologists doing that are maybe they could be doing better, myths or misperception, and maybe talk a little bit about the spectrum of renal issues in the cancer patient.
Yeah, sure. I think one of my pet peeves is elevated uric acid levels being treated when they don't necessarily need to be treated, meaning it's not tumor lysis syndrome, and the patient may be somewhat pre-renal or volume depleted, which also causes hyperuricemia. Oftentimes, patients are put on a thiazide diuretic or some kind of diuretic, and you'll see a rise in the uric acid level. That is physiologically appropriate. That's not going to cause them to have, you know, kidney stones or worsening renal function. And so the reflex, I think, oftentimes is to start allopurinol or, you know, some kind of uricosuric agent when the patient really doesn't need it. And these drugs, they do have side effects. They can have GI side effects, and they can have hypersensitivity skin reactions with allopurinol. They have drug interactions with other drugs. So that's something not all hyperuricemia needs to be treated, especially if it's mild.
Can you talk about kind of what level provokes what action?
I would say if anything is less than 10 and the patient has a reason to be hyperuricemic, either they're volume depleted or they're on diuretics, I would not reflexively start allopurinol or any other drugs, febuxostat, to lower the serum uric acid levels. I think you have to look at the whole clinical picture because there's nothing that states that asymptomatic hyperuricemia needs to be treated.